And welcome to another episode of Gamerheads. My name is Roger, aka Rogue Leader 76. And with me, as always, are my co-host Blue,
aka Writer's View,
and my co-host Mike,
aka Pezman Mike.
And joining us for the first time, you've read his reviews on GamerheadsPodcast.com, but now he's joining us live. Well, live
as opposed to
as opposed to not live. Dead. We have Phil Hoff.
The Ouija board, aka Board Now 23.
Yeah. So, Phil the Chef Hoff. How's it going, Phil?
Perfect. Thanks for having me on. I'm honored to be on the mothership.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Here at 7:05 on TBS. You guys actually caught that reference?
No, but it's unfunny.
No, but Roger laughs at everything anyway.
That's true. That's why I like him.
The pity laugh.
I do. Is that an elf reference?
No, it's weird. I'm not going there, Roger. We'll discuss this off the air.
All right.
You got made fun of enough for it last week. We don't need to bring it up again.
Okay. Well, welcome to the show. We have a lot to cover. So we have a game review. So Phil is joining us to talk about Xmorph Defense. So we'll talk about that. We have your gaming news. We also have my favorite time of the year. Probably not your favorite time of the year, but my favorite time of the year. We have video game trivia. Because this weekend in Stevens Point is the world's largest trivia contest in the world. 54 hours straight of trivia. 8 questions an hour. It's the most insane thing ever. So, in honor of that, I'm going to ask you guys some trivia questions, and I'll have you guys play against each other in the trivia game of doom. No, I don't know what it's called. But anyway.
I see why I'm here.
Yep.
We need someone expendable.
That's right. So, so we'll be playing that later today. But before we get into all that, I do have an icebreaker. And the icebreaker is, if you could be in a game of your choice, what game would you choose and what character would you play or be? Mike, you had an idea, and then you had to change it up, huh?
Well, I had to because I misread the question. I thought you meant if you could have your likeness in any video game, what world would it be?
Well, you could do that, too. You could do that, too.
And I was all set with Mortal Kombat. No. I reread the question. I'm like, I don't want to live in Mortal Kombat's world.
You would want your likeness. Well, I guess your likeness in Mortal Kombat would be pretty cool. That would be pretty cool.
That'd be so funny. You have like all the characters and all like their crazy over the top names and costumes, and be like, here's Mike in like khakis and a plaid shirt.
In a white sock shirt.
There we go.
In his Bears jersey. Oh my god, that'd be hilarious.
I don't own a Bears jersey.
I know. But you are a Bears fan, right?
Only by location.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to be one of those people that's like, oh yeah, they did great this year, so I've been a fan forever.
You could be a Packers fan, man.
Yeah, I could.
Oh.
But I think I'm all right. Where was I? Anyway.
What game? What choice? And who would you play?
Yeah, if I was to live in a game world, I would probably pick Pokemon. And I know that seems like the most obvious answer, but here's my reasoning why, and it's a valid reason. My parents have blessed me with acute allergies to everything. So
why would Pokemon be a good thing?
Yeah, so you want to go live in a world where everybody has 1,000 pets.
Yeah. Well, the reason is I can't have any decent pets unless they have scales. So I could have like my own Arbok. Or a Ghastly, or any other kind of as a Pokemon friend, or a Bulbasaur. And it wouldn't matter because I'm not allergic. Although Bulbasaur is a grass type and I am allergic to pollen, so maybe that wouldn't work out. I'd find something. My options would be less limited than they are now.
Yeah, that kind of broke my heart a little bit there, Mike.
That's okay. So yeah, that's what I would pick.
Nice. What about you, Blue?
So, My initial answer was to go to Final Fantasy World.
Oh.
Because then you can ride chocobos and you can use swords and you can become a mage and it would be awesome. And then I was talking with my husband about this question and he's like, oh no, you got to go to the early Need for Speed world.
Oh.
And I was thinking about it. I was like, no, he's totally right. Because in the early Need for Speeds, you know, before they made you race on legal racetracks and everything and always obey posted traffic laws,
yeah.
You could just drive like anywhere. You could drive up and down stairs and through buildings and all kinds of crazy stuff. And there was never any pedestrians on the road. Or people walking around, and there were like occasionally there's other cars, but they don't ever have anybody in them. And when you crash, it's really not that big a deal. You just press the button, and your car flashes, and it resets. And it's so much fun, right?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
I'd be out of the job because I work in auto insurance.
Oh.
So
well, that's okay.
I would be out of a job too, Mike, because I also work in auto insurance.
You know, you gotta break a few eggs to make omelets.
I'd probably go get a job at a place with a drive-through, and then you can come visit, and I could at least feed you from time to time.
There you go.
Your problem, though, is it would be literally a drive-through.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
I'd have to throw the sack of hamburgers really fast and accurate.
Right, so, you know, you guys will all just be able to find jobs in construction.
That's true.
Oh, that's
because,
good
yeah,
point.
That's yeah. constantly
yeah.
Glasses job security.
Full,
yeah, you're welcome.
Except I can't build anything. So.
That's okay. They need managers. You know,
planners. Oh, yeah. Yeah, good point.
So all are welcome in my Need for Speed world.
Yeah.
Can you hold a sign that says stop, and then can you flip it over so it says slow?
Well, can you get out of the way when I choose to run the sign over?
Blue,
stop. Yeah, right.
All are welcome, though, Blue, except for those that do not back up their ideas with facts, right?
What? Oh, right. That's a whole different world. I have many worlds.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Need a license.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fun.
Just wait, though. You guys will all hear some celebrity with some stupid opinion, and then you're going to think back to what I said and realize how right I am.
Oh, I already do hear a lot of stupid celebrities.
Nice. What about you, Phil? What world would you live in?
I sat here and contemplated with this question for the last approximately 7 minutes and 50 seconds. And I've come up with two, one of which is a generic answer because it just kind of would be a fun place to go and roam around and dig up bugs and fossils and catch some fish, and that's the world of Animal Crossing.
Oh,
I want to change
mine.
But then I realized that I don't want to spend my entire life in debt to Tom Nook because it's too much like real life. And I want to
go... Is that what the game is?
Pretty much, yeah.
That's horrible. You're just trying to pay off some loan shark?
Yeah, you buy a house from Tom and you got to sell everything that you find back to Tom so that way you work away the debt on your house forever. It's just like real life.
Yeah, but
he breaks your thumbs too if you
Why do people like these games?
Yeah, but you don't have a real job. You go around, shake trees, and you collect fruit and you turn those fruits in for bells and that's how you pay them off.
You're an indentured servant.
It's very true.
It is true. And then the best part is that after you pay him off, he's like, would you like to upgrade your house? I could give you a loan for that, too. And you're like,
people are like, okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, it took me 5 hours to do that, so sure, why not?
Oh, my goodness.
That's pretty much what my life is like now, except for the fishing and the fossil hunting.
Okay, well, sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
But when you sell the fossils, then you feel bad because you're like, I should really bring these to the museum.
It belongs in a museum.
I do feel bad, yeah.
But the museum looks so nice when it's done. You have to take them to the museum first.
That's true.
But then I changed my answer mentally to the world of BioShock and Rapture.
Oh.
Before everything went sideways. Just a normal everyday citizen living underwater in this super retro looking city underwater, just because who knows what you're going to see while you're down there, and it seems like it'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah, kind of.
Except,
I mean,
you know, you're underwater, Roger, and we know how you feel about that.
Well, that, but aren't they full of racist? Or is that...
That was Infinite, when you're up in the sky.
Yeah, okay. I did choose Animal Crossing, as my world.
I should have stuck with my answer.
But I mean, because think about it, like, you don't have to do anything. You can just like,
exactly the opposite of what you were just saying.
No, I mean, well, yeah, but I mean, you can, but you have the choice. I mean, I could pay off Tom Nook, or I could just, you know, like go fishing all day, or I can collect fruit, or I can plant fruit. Blue, sometimes you get the golden fruit, and that's worth lots of money. And if you get that, then you like, or perfect fruit, I guess, and then you start planting that so that you get more money. I mean, it's, I don't know, ask my wife. She's put in over $500 into that game, so.
What happens if you don't pay off Tom Nook?
Nothing. Really. Nothing. Oh. He doesn't care. He really doesn't care.
Yeah, he doesn't come knock on your door and ask for money or anything like that. He just, no. He doesn't even ever bring it up.
No, he doesn't. It is kind of weird. He doesn't even bring it up. But I don't know. It's a relaxing game. It really is a relaxing game. I do enjoy that game a lot. So, listeners, what world would you live in? Video game world would you live in? And what character would you play? You can let us know. You can send us a tweet at GamerHeadsPC. You can send us an email at info@GamerHeadsPodcast.com. You can go to our website at GamerHeadsPodcast.com and leave us a message there. Or you can even go to Facebook.com/GamerHeadsPodcast and you can leave us a message there as well. All right, so let's go on to the news. And I have a couple items here. And if you guys have anything that you want to add, feel free to do so. The first one I'll take here, this is from the Wisconsin State Journal, my home state. Wisconsin high schools, including McFarland's by Madison, by the way, seek video game championships. So on Saturday, the fastest fingers will determine which Wisconsin high school goes home with a trophy. Students will be competing in the state championship tournament for the Wisconsin High School Esports Association. I didn't even know this was a thing. And it's a located in, or the championship is going to be located in Fond du Lac. The tournament will determine the state's best high schools in four video games. That's League of Legends, Overwatch, Rocket League, and Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. It matches at the state tournament begin at 9:30, and spectators. Oh my gosh, I can't talk. Can get into the get in at $5, and I think the event is called Game On. It's located at 319 Winnebago Drive in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. Yeah, $5 is the admission fee. So, yeah, I wish that they had something like this when I was a kid, because right? That would have been awesome. I know. Instead, when I was a kid, it was video games. That's stupid. Why would you want to do that?
That's what I was thinking. Is I got beat up enough.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you play video games and you play Dungeons and Dragons? What's wrong with you? I'm like, well, I don't know. I'm kind of a nerd, I guess.
Go back to football practice.
Yeah. So yeah, that's kind of cool. That's exciting. I did not know that even existed in my state. So, yay for that. Let's continue that.
That's pretty cool.
Blue, do you want to take the next one here?
Sure. This comes from Nintendo Life. Star Wars Pinball is coming to Switch with exclusive features and a physical edition. The game will feature 19 digital tables for you to enjoy, has features exclusive to the Switch, and will have a physical release as well.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's awesome. And you know what? If you get a try ball, it will give you three balls.
I was just wondering if Roger put that one in there on purpose, just due to the entire Theater of Magic Star Wars pinball debate that happened a couple of nights ago.
I did.
I'm on to you, Roger.
Yep. Yeah. How cool is that? Have either of you, or Mike too, has anyone played any of the Star Wars pinball games?
Yes, sir.
I played a couple of them. Not really much of a Star Wars.
I think
person.
I have every
I like Star
of
Wars,
the.
But...
Oh, hey, Mike.
Hey. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I think I own every table that's on the Pinball FX, both 2 and 3. I'm a sucker for those games.
Oh, yeah.
I do like the Pinball FX games. I didn't really get into the Star Wars ones. I was more into the Marvel ones.
Oh, those are good too.
Yeah, but this this is exciting to me, but aggravating at the same time.
Uh-oh.
And here's why. Because
this is grumpy. This is grumpy Grandpa Mike talking here. Go ahead,
Grandpa.
Mike.
You're older than me, son.
He knows it's true.
Here's the thing: is that what I love on the Switch is that you could play this in vertical mode.
Oh yeah,
that's awesome! I'm really excited about this. Mm-hmm. But what aggravates me is that we will never see, at least what I feel, we will never see a Nintendo Labo pinball table set up. Mm. Like, how cool would that be if they had, you could build your own pinball, little mini pinball table that you could just slide the Switch right into. It has the buttons on the side that you could play these pinball games like that. I think that would be awesome.
What makes you so sure that you'll never get one?
Because usually when I have a good idea for something Nintendo to do, they never do it. I'm just going by my track record.
I'd buy one.
Are you going back to when you wrote to them when you were a kid and you're like, I had this great idea for a game.
That's right. And they. It was Earthbound, too. That's still awesome. We're still working out the suit details.
That's how kid Mike sounds too. Yeah. I have this great idea for a game.
That's how adult Mike sounds too. So.
Oh yeah, that's true. You know they do have the, what's one cool thing about the Switch? They do have the Flip Grip, and I have a Flip Grip actually.
Oh.
So yeah, that's gonna be really exciting that you'll be able to play this with the Flip Grip. That's pretty cool.
Can I ask what a Flip Grip is?
Yeah, it's a way that you can slide your, yeah, I can explain things really well. You can slide your Switch into a grip, like a dock, kind mm-hmm. of, but not a dock, but like a holding thing, and you have the controllers on each side, and then that you can play your games in handheld mode vertically instead of horizontally.
Huh.
Yeah. So that's pretty cool. I don't back that many Kickstarter stuff, but that was one of the things I did back, and so I got my copy. It's like actually really cheap too. I think they're like $12. So
is it good? Is it worth it? Because I love shmups.
Yeah, cool.
I love
yeah.
playing shmups in you know, arcade mode. So
yeah, it's really cool. I'll send you a link, Mike, after the show.
Sweet.
Cool. Yeah, we have one more item here. Mike, do you want to take the last item?
I sure can. From Push Square, you can finally, now, after, I don't know how many years, 15, 20 years, change your PSN name.
Yeah.
If you haven't already heard, you can now change your PlayStation Network ID. The new functionality has allowed Sony to make changes to its policy on usernames that are flagged as offensive or inappropriate. So previously, if your PSN ID was found to be breaking the rules, your account would be banned. And that would be that. Now it looks like Sony will simply issue a temporary replacement name until you choose something else.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
Yeah. And also, if you choose to change your name, the first time is free.
Yeah, that's right.
And if you want to change your name again after that, it's $10 per transaction unless you have PlayStation Plus, and then it's $5.
That's ridiculous.
Huh. I think that's what it is on the Xbox as well. Every time you change it, I want to say it's $10 or something like that.
They charge you to change your name?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, I kind of think that's a bunch of nonsense.
Yeah, that is.
And I've got people that I game with that have changed it like 4 or 5 times, and I'm like, that's the price of a video game just to change your gamer tag. Okay.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. But Christian can finally change his name.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, because you saw all the caveats, right?
That's true.
Like,
true.
you can lose your saves, you can lose all your trophies, and you know Christian is not about to lose his trophies.
Oh my gosh, that would be really terrible. Oh, but then he can start over.
Let me start Kingdom Hearts 3 all over again.
Yeah, maybe
But it's like, well, shucks, I had like 900, you know, platinums, guess I'll start over.
When he puts in his 2 weeks notice at work, Roger, you'll know why.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
But from what I hear from people on Twitter is that actually they haven't had any problems.
Oh, good.
They're just like a bunch of like, you know, just warnings. And but so far it hasn't actually come to fruition.
Nice. Well, and it would make sense, right? Because, man, how long has it been since they announced, well, that people have been asking for this? If you know, like, I don't know, like since PlayStation 3, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you couldn't change your name back then. So, like, if they had any issues with this, I'd be like, did you spend any time testing this? I mean, you've had, I don't know, 20 years to do this. Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
You can hardly put anything on the market anymore without disclaimers. So maybe that's all it is.
Yeah, that's probably true. That's all I had for the news. Does anyone have anything else that they want to share?
Disney Plus.
Oh, I saw that.
Mm-hmm.
What now?
Disney Plus, their streaming service.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah, that's a good price, too. They priced that pretty nicely.
What's the price at?
Yeah.
$7.
$7 a month or $70 for the year.
Oh, that's super inexpensive for that.
Oh, yeah. And it's going to be on the Switch, and it's going to be ad-free no matter what.
That is pretty cool, actually. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not like Hulu.
Yeah.
Where you have to pay the extra to get the better plan to have no ads.
But doesn't Disney own Hulu, too? This is really weird, right?
Do they?
I think they do.
Do you really want to go down the rabbit hole of trying to find out what Disney doesn't own at this point?
Yeah,
let's just assume they do, because it's easier.
Yeah. Well, because all those Marvel Runaway shows and like all the exclusives are on Hulu.
Oh.
So it makes me wonder, though, if they're going to come back with like Jessica Jones and Daredevil and The Punisher and all those other shows on this new service. I kind of hope they do.
They've got a lot of new ones they're putting on there. I'm interested. So they're, you know, there's a Hawkeye show supposedly. They got the Scarlet Witch and Vision show. They're doing What If. I'm excited about that.
Oh, wow. Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. They're doing a What If show.
That's awesome.
That could be a lot of fun.
What's that?
So go ahead, Mike.
What If was a comic in the 80s and 90s, and it took like iconic moments from Marvel's history and it changed it up. It said what if something else happened, like what if like Gwen Stacy was bit by the spider instead of Peter Parker, or what if
Wolverine was clumsy and he was not very good at being. I read that one. That one made me laugh a lot.
I think That was a what the, I think.
Oh, I forgot there was what the as well, yeah.
What the was a ripoff of what, yeah. That's where Spider-Ham got his start.
Oh. That's,
the more you know.
Yeah. So that's exciting. That's really exciting. So I'm excited for that. And any other news?
Yeah, Tetris 99 tournament this weekend.
Oh, that's right.
Are you going for the gold, Mike?
I'm not going to get it, but I'll go for it.
But this one's different because you don't have to get in first place to get points. You just have to beat like your old score or something like that.
You just have to play the game a ton and get, it depends on how you place. That's how many points you get.
Yeah, that's right.
So this will reward people who drink a lot of Mountain Dew and don't sleep.
I can see what's going to happen is, like, Mike's kids will come, like, down to the TV room after, like, 13 hours, and they'll be like, Daddy, we're hungry. And he'd be like, life is tough. Leave me alone.
Eat these empty cans.
Yeah. I'll be huddled in the corner. It'll be the fastest Gollum transformation you've ever seen.
Do you win actual prizes for getting high places in the in the tournament?
Yeah.
Yeah. You get gold points, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
$10 worth of gold coins that you can spend in the eShop. So, so that's pretty cool. This is the second one in like a month, I think, right?
Yeah,
so that's,
I think,
really
the other
exciting.
One was either last month or a month before. Yeah. It hasn't been that long, which is awesome. I love seeing this the additional support that it's getting.
Yeah, that is really awesome.
Yeah.
And P.S. A side note, Mike, I want you to know that now what you said last week is keeping me up at night. Because I was going to actually hit the button and pre-order Cuphead, and then I went, wait.
Oh,
yes.
There's going to be a physical edition.
Yes.
And it never, like you said it last week, and I was like, well, whatever. I've got it digital now. I'll just get it digital again. And then, like, I couldn't do it. I was just.
I know, right?
Right? So you better not have led me wrong. This physical edition better come out.
I will post the link, and if it doesn't, I will make a physical edition. I'll find a way to. But I'll Photoshop a cover and I'll put it in a Switch case and I'll send it to you. And the inside will be like, you know, my horse farm, but it'll be a download code for Cuphead.
I changed my answer. That's where I want to live, is the world of my horse farm.
All right, that's fair.
All right.
Nice. Anything else?
That's all I got.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think I have anything.
Okay, then let's move on to the listener feedback. And listeners, you can give us feedback. You can go to our Twitter and you can leave us a message there, and that's at GamerHeadsPC. You can also go to Facebook.com/GamerHeadsPodcast. You can also send us email at info@GamerHeadsPodcast.com. And finally, you can go to our website at GamerHeadsPodcast.com as well and leave us a message there. So last week, we asked, in honor of WrestleMania, what was your favorite fighting game? And we got quite a few answers. So, let's see. Phil, do you want to take the first one here?
Sure, I can go ahead and do that. So, at Console Gamer said, I'm not big on fighting games. I suck at them. But, if I have to choose, I really love Super Street Fighter 2. My next choice should be WWF Royal Rumble on the NES, or SNES. That's infinitely replayable to me.
Oh, I've not played that one.
That game is infinitely replayable.
Is it good?
Is that the one with Razor Ramon on the cover, if I remember correctly?
Yeah.
Like two groups kind of facing each other?
Yep, with the characters or the wrestlers in like little boxes, I think, on the sides.
Oh,
yeah, that game was awesome. I remember like
play that game then.
Sleepovers and stuff, just like playing that until like 2 a.m.
Yeah, that's a good game.
Yeah. And Super Street Fighter 2, a classic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, do you want to take the next one?
Sure. This one comes from at Ludicrous Dave, and he says, damn, what a question. Favorite overall.
I like the liberties you're taking.
There we go. Yeah.
I'm now following Ludicrous Dave just because of that.
Favorite overall, Capcom versus SNK2. Technically, the EO versions with RC and Super Cancel changes, though I only play the Japanese and US vanilla versions. I used to have Capcom versus SNK2. I made the mistake of buying it for the GameCube. I was all excited for it, and then like that controller does not bode well for fighting games.
Yeah.
But Capcom versus SNK2, that one's got a very strong following. That's a very technical game, so that's like I'm more the higher tier of difficult to master fighters.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. I mean, I feel like I had, what was the one that was on the Wii? The Capcom versus
Tatsunoko versus Capcom.
Yeah, I have that one.
Me too.
That one is also kind of very technical.
Yes, it is. Yeah, it's another precursor to Marvel versus Capcom 3. I think they updated the engine, that engine for Capcom 3.
Yeah, but that one was better than Capcom 3.
Yeah.
Blue, do you want to take the next one?
Sure. This is from Major Lee 555, and they said favorite fighting game is Soul Calibur 2, and favorite wrestling game is WWF WrestleMania the Arcade.
Oh, yeah, that was a good game.
It was just so over the top. And there was just
WWF
like...
is usually so subdued.
Well, yeah.
I can't believe that it would be over the top.
Was that one on the PlayStation where like the Undertaker would smash you with the Tombstone and all that kind of good stuff?
Yeah. And Shawn Michaels would do a super kick, but it would be like Johnny Cage where he's just like, where he like zooms halfway across the ring.
I think I still have my copy of that actually.
Really?
Yeah.
And Razor Ramon would do a power bomb, but he'd jump like 40 feet in the air.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was good stuff. Game.
And Soul Calibur 2, I think that's another great one.
Yeah.
Link, always played as Link. Got that for the GameCube, of course.
Yeah. What was the one with Yoda in it? Was that?
That was also Soul Calibur 2, but I think he was the PlayStation exclusive character, if I remember right. Either PlayStation or Xbox, I don't remember.
So Yoda was in Soul Calibur 4. For the 360.
Okay.
And Vader was in Soul Calibur 4 for the PS3. Soul Calibur 2, GameCube was Link, PlayStation 2 was Heihachi from Tekken, and Xbox was Spawn.
Oh wow. Really?
Those are all the characters.
Wow. Do you know this off the top of your head, or are you on Wikipedia?
I do. I love my fighting games.
Blue, are you going to fact check them?
I love them. Fake news.
Yeah, you won't be able to live in her world if this is all fake,
right.
Mike.
Oh, that's right.
Exactly.
Uh-oh, I better make sure that I'm accurate with this.
But yeah. Nice. The next one comes from us at _paused, and their 2D fighting game is MK Trilogy, Mortal Kombat Trilogy. That's a good game. 2D5 fighting game was MK9. 3D fighting game is Tekken Tag 2, and then wrestling game is All Stars. Oh, All Stars was a fun game.
That was fun, mm-hmm. Yeah. That was a lot game. Of good choices there. Mortal Kombat Trilogy. Yeah, that was a good game. That had, I think that was the first game that had Jade in it too.
Yeah.
For the N64.
Yeah. What was the system that did that come on a PlayStation? Is that?
I think it was on PlayStation N64 and everything of that era.
Yep. Yeah, but that was the reason I bought a PlayStation was because of Mortal Kombat Trilogy. I know it sounds dumb.
Really?
Yes, because. It was between that or a Nintendo 64, or was it GameCube? What came out at the same time, PlayStation?
64.
Yeah. 64. 64, PlayStation and Saturn.
Okay. So the Kmart that I went to didn't have a Saturn. I don't remember them selling Saturns. But I do remember them selling between 64 and PlayStation, and I was debating between the two, and then I saw Mortal Kombat Trilogy was cheaper on a PlayStation, and... The girl that I was dating at the time, she was really into fighting games, so that's the reason I bought that game, or that system. So then, yeah, I know.
I think you made the right choice, though.
I
did. For the wrong reasons, but you made the right choice.
I did make the right choice, and then, yeah. I mean, I also made the right choice of breaking up with her a couple of years later, so. A
couple of years?
Whoa!
You got to keep the PlayStation, though, right?
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Well, they that was heavy.
That was a sad yes.
No, I did. No.
Oh, here we go. This is going to be good.
I don't know if I should go into it. I'm not going to go into the podcast.
Oh.
But
oh.
Yeah. Another time. But, oh, no. Okay, I'll just tell you one quick story. So
okay,
after we broke
this
up.
This will be our Patreon.
Yeah.
For $5, you can hear the story of Roger and his ex.
Yeah. Right. Depressing stories with Roger.
But when we broke up, she said to me, "You owe me $100." And I was like, "What? For what?" She's like, "All the time I took you out to eat and everything." I said, "I took you out as just as many times." She's like, "Yeah, but I want $100 from you."
No.
I paid her $100, so.
What?
Well,
oh my god.
And we thought Tom Nook was bad.
Oh my gosh, you actually okay.
So
we love you, Roger. How's that?
Yeah, but if it was to get her out of your life completely,
yes.
I feel for you, man.
That's,
I feel for you.
Yes, that's yes. I mean, she was our first date. She hit me in the side of the head with a pool cue. I mean, it was like a toy one, but she was like trying to show me. She was into martial arts, and she like whacked me across the head.
God.
Yeah,
not
and then our
into martial arts if she's fourth... hitting you.
In our fourth or fifth date, she like she punched me in the kidneys because she thought I was like rolling my eyes at her. Like it was, yeah.
Were you dating Sonya Blade?
Yeah, no wonder she was into fighting games.
That was her favorite character because she said she kind of did look like Sonya Blade actually. So she was always like, "Yeah, that's my favorite character."
Oh, I see. I see why you kept dating her then, despite all the red flags.
Yeah, she starts trying to blow a kiss from you from really far away, and her hand starts glowing. Just get the hell out of here.
Oh yeah, but yeah, moving on then.
Oh, I got one more news. I completely forgot one more thing. I'm totally interrupting everything. I apologize. Check your local Burger King because there's Detective Pikachu toys for the kids' meals, and they're awesome.
Yep, that's true.
That's all I got. Sorry.
So everybody, run to Burger King. Push the kids out of line.
Related but unrelated. Nice. Do you guys still have a lot of Burger Kings around?
We have two in Stevens Point.
Huh. Like half the ones in the Minneapolis area have closed in the last 6 months or so.
Wow. Well, they closed in Stevens Point, but now they're back open again.
Yeah. Unrelated to anything. I was just curious. Sorry.
Yeah. No.
Sorry. I didn't mean to derail the show.
No, that's fine. That's fine. Well, let's move on then to
We have one more feedback.
Oh, we do have one more. That's right. And this one is from TGF Stream, and they said easy Ultimate Marvel versus Capcom 3, and then followed by Smash Brothers Ultimate. So, I'm surprised because a lot of people don't like Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3, right? Am I wrong?
It's Infinite that everybody hates.
Oh, Infinite.
Yeah, Ultimate 3 was huge. That was a really popular one.
Oh, okay. I thought that was the new one. The new one, not many people like.
Yeah,
right?
The new one is the one that people are going, ugh, with.
Yeah. So. There was microtransactions in the new one, wasn't there?
I think there were microtransactions in 3 and Infinite. Infinite was a little more notorious. But Marvel vs. Capcom 3 had like costume packs and stuff.
All right,
still a good choice.
Well, then let's move on then to our press pause game review section. And Phil,
yes, sir.
Thank you for joining us. You reviewed the game X-Morph Defense.
I did.
On the Switch.
Yes, it gave me a chance to give my Switch a little bit of love because that rarely ever happens, unfortunately.
Oh. So tell us about the game.
I tried to find some kind of a fun way to put the two things together, but it's a twin stick shooter combined with a tower defense game.
Ooh, that sounds cool.
Which they
Blue, that sounds right up your alley.
And you know, here I was, I wanted to be like, and then I thought, no, don't give judgment. It's not about you. And so I didn't, and you're calling me out anyway.
Well, Blue, for two genres you're not a huge fan of, they actually pulled it off really well. Because I'm not the biggest tower defense guy either. I feel as though it's a lot of sit back and wait and hope for the best when you're playing a tower defense game. But when you've got the aspect of the twin shoot, that twin stick shooter element on top of it, it makes it a lot more interactive. So you're playing as these aliens, which the humans start calling the X-Morphs, because the ship that you're playing as can morph into different types of different modes, if you will. And you're trying to take everything that Earth has got from it and basically drain it of all of its resources, take it back to your own home planet, and go about your happy way.
So you're a bad guy in this game.
Yeah, you are, which I was pleasantly surprised with. When I booted it up, I was like, ugh, I get to be the human.
You're not a bad guy. You're just a human counterpoint.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes,
that's
also...
You guys all saw Avatar, right?
Oh, yeah.
Weirdly, no.
Yeah, unfortunately, no, yeah. I mean, unfortunately, yes, I have.
Yeah, I've never seen it, so I couldn't tell you.
You haven't?
Yeah. Nope.
Oh. Stay innocent.
Well, have you seen the movie Dances with Wolves?
A long time ago, yeah. Barely remember
Have you seen the movie Pocahontas?
The Disney movie?
Anyone, I don't care.
Or Fern Gully.
I've seen Fern Gully. I can answer that one for sure, yeah.
Okay, you've seen Avatar.
All right, cool. My life is... I'm good moving on in life now. So where was I? Oh yeah, so your mothership drops in these big spires that set down, and the humans notice, and you have to start setting up your defense around them. Which point it kind of lines up which path they're coming in from, exactly how many of what of everything are coming at you. And once you've got your defenses in play, you press go and start attacking and counterattacking the humans with the general barking in your ear the entire time. The human general, that is, about all. He's a human, not a dog, so...
Yeah.
I mean...
See, that would make the game way more interesting.
Well, then it'd just be Star Fox.
Yeah, that's true.
And you fight them off, you get upgrades as you go, so that way all of your towers and laser shooters and rocket launcher things keep going and going and going. You've got I don't know why I can't think of the word that I'm trying to find here. The different forms that you can use with your ship, like... They're either good against air or good against land or good against, not really good against both, but you can use them against both. So you're continuously switching forms to try to attack both ways. And they've got the paths outlined, like I said, for both the air attack and the ground attack. And it's, of course, tanks and bombers and helicopters. And you'll hear it also, the general guy will announce whenever he's sending in the next wave, like, get the attack helicopters out there, but they won't necessarily stick to the path. They're coming just strictly for you and not trying to hit the spire itself. There's two different modes to it. There's a story mode that you can go through. It's pretty quick. And then there's just survival mode where you just sit there and fend off wave after wave after wave to see how far you can make it.
Nice. And is there multiplayer in this game?
On the Switch? No, unless it's part of the DLC. But from what I was glancing at, it looks like there is on the PC.
Oh. Interesting. And so when you're playing this game, so you set up the defense, and then are you playing like a character that you go around and you use is that the twin stick?
Yep, you're the ship that's going around shooting all the defenses as they come in, And then you're like, your tower things, they just hang out and do their own thing. And where you place them can depend on like what different route that they have to take, because you can block off the road to give it a longer route in, and you can kind of funnel all the different things that are coming in together at the same time, so that way you can just kind of line them up and mow them down as well. And every once in a while, the humans get pretty angry and they send in these big mech things after you, which are basically boss battles, and you got to take them down in like anywhere between 3 and 5 different stages, like knock all their legs out before you can actually hit the core of it.
Hmm.
As you unlock different things too, your spire can start to defend itself, like its shields will get stronger, or it'll even like kick off after you drop 25% of your spire health. It'll like send out a blast that'll kill everything that's around it to buy you a little bit of time.
Oh, cool. That sounds interesting. It's interesting because we had 2 tower defense games like in a row, because last week we reviewed Hell Warders, and in that game too, you were able to take a character and run him around and defend, you know, after you set up your defenses. So that's interesting that both games are kind of taking that approach to tower defense games, which is completely different than, I guess, when we were kids and we would play, like, Warcraft. What was the other one? StarCraft. Yeah. Warcraft, StarCraft. What was it called? Star something. I don't know. That's interesting. So how did this game play? Like, did it feel like, was it hard to pick up on, or was
no, not at all. Easy? It feels great and it looks great too. The graphics in it are pretty outstanding for being an indie title, and I don't mean that in a bad way, but like all the environments are pretty destructive, and if they're taller buildings, you can shoot them down with your special bomb or whatever. And they can also block off paths for that the people are trying to attack you from, to create so that way they have to go on different routes too. It's I really enjoyed the game.
Nice. And your review is up on GamerHeadsPodcast.com. And what was your final grade on it?
I gave it a B+. I really didn't have too many bad things to say about it.
Nice.
Do we know how much it is?
I think it's $20 is what I saw.
And worth it, in your opinion?
Yeah, definitely. It's a good time passer.
Nice.
I mean, you know, if you're into the tower defense twin stick shooter thing.
But it sounds like perfect fit for the Switch too. So that
it is. I awesome. Played most of it on the TV itself, not on handheld. I kind of tried it on handheld, but the screen's almost a little too small for it to be effective, because there's a lot going on, and you can't really zoom in necessarily.
That's a good point, though, because I have to admit, when I test games on the Switch, it has never occurred to me before this moment that I should take them out and test them also in handheld.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Do you play your Switch mainly on the TV mode?
I do.
Only?
Really?
Yeah, it's very rare that I play in handheld.
Oh my gosh, that's so weird. I do it the other way. I always play in handheld mode.
What yeah, I'm like 75-80% handheld, too.
I just find the Joy-Cons to be too big and clunky when they're that far apart. I need the Pro Controller in my hands.
It's super uncomfortable to sit there and hold.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
The reflection of my own face, and I don't want to see that.
It's the Game Boy, the OG Game Boy, all over again.
Which, by the way, celebrates its anniversary on Sunday.
That's right.
30 years.
Holy cow. I should prepare a special Twitter post.
Older than Christian.
Game Boy puns.
Cool. Well, thanks, Mike. Thanks, Phil.
You're welcome.
No worries.
Good job, Mike.
Excellent work, Mike. Thanks for letting me copy your homework there, my friend.
All right, let's go into games that we're currently playing then. And Blue, we'll start with you. What games are you currently playing?
So I was working my way through Bloodborne some more, a little bit. Still not to the first boss yet.
Great. I thought that werewolf thing was a first boss.
No.
Oh, he was just my first boss?
Well, he's just the first thing you encounter, but it's like a half-powered werewolf.
Well, yeah, but if you take him out with no weapons, he's a boss.
You didn't take him out with no weapons. You ran away. That's different. Don't mislead the listeners. But, so what I find myself doing is, because I've been through this route in Central Yharnam so many times that now I find myself, instead of concentrating on progressing to where I need to be, I find myself seeing how far I can push it before I get myself killed. How many people can I take on at once? Wow. Or, you know, all this kind of stupid stuff. And so I'm kind of just like messing around instead of like really actually going for it. But
yeah.
Oh, well.
Is it because it's getting really hard?
No, it's not because it's getting, well, because I've gotten up to the bridge where there's the two full-powered werewolves.
Mm.
And I haven't got past them. And so, you know, you work your way all the way there, and then they kill you. And then you start back from the very beginning of Central Yharnam. You do it all over again. And so I've done it so many times that I'm like, let's just make this journey more interesting. You know? So then I end up taking unnecessary damage or dying unnecessarily as if I just, you know, was serious about it. But
yeah,
that's where I am right now in Bloodborne.
Does any of the stuff that you get when you're doing that and you die, does that all carry over with you, or do you just lose everything you've done?
No, well, so you lose your blood echoes, which are the currency in the game, mm-hmm. and you can go pick them up again if you can find them.
Gotcha.
You can't always. But even just beyond that, like, I did a couple run-throughs where I got enough blood echoes to get, like, the piece of armor that I wanted to buy, and then I just ran back to the Hunter's Dream before I died. So I've got all the armor that it will allow me to buy, and I think I just have to beat the boss before it will unlock any other armor and let me power up some more. So
Now, is there a form of multiplayer?
You can play online, but I'm not.
Okay.
I don't know.
Why do you play online?
Because I don't like playing with other people.
No. I mean, how does this game work online? That's my question.
Yeah, is it a co-op experience that way?
I don't think it's co-op, but I think you can leave notes for each other.
Oh, okay. Like Dark Souls.
Dark Souls, yeah. I assume so, but I don't know.
Hmm. And there's been calls for you to stream this game, Blue.
just Valkav is the only one who's called for it. So it's just one person. I would stream and have an audience of one.
That's probably more people than watch my streams, so hey.
He just wants to watch me die a million times anyway.
That's true.
Yeah, so.
Are you enjoying it, though? Are you enjoying the game?
I am, but I would be lying if I said it wasn't super frustrating.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you know, you work your guts out to get to make any sort of shred of progress, and then you make one mistake, and you have to go back to the very beginning, and it's like I've literally done that first part of the game probably like 300 times.
Ooh. Yeah.
And so... And it's like you work for 10 minutes to get to like a crucial 15 seconds. And if you screw up those 15 seconds, you got to go back and do the 10 minutes again. And so it's. Yeah.
Yeah. What else are you playing? Are you playing anything else?
I started Beat Cop.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm interested in that one.
It's different.
Uh-huh. Oh. See? That's what I've been saying.
I'm not exactly sure what the heck kind of game it is.
I know. That's what I was saying, too. I don't know. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so, like, it's... you first start the game, and they have this screen that says that this game is essentially an homage to the cop shows that they loved watching as kids in the 80s. And, you know, it's a celebration of those long nights spent in front of the TV watching these gritty cop shows. And so don't take it too seriously is what they say. And then you get in there and it's very clearly an 11-bit studios game. I recognize the 16-bit animation right away. It's really well done that way.
Yeah.
But so I've played the first two or three days. You play as a detective who got framed for a murder and a theft of some diamonds. And so you lose your position as a detective and you go down and now you're a beat cop.
Yeah. But the reason you lost it is because you were the only one there. Like, it was really weird, right?
Well, because, you got framed.
I know, but like, so, I mean, what were you supposed to do? Not be there? I mean, I don't know. It's weird.
That's how a setup works, Roger.
I guess. Except normally, when your job is to like investigate stuff, what were you doing there? I was investigating. I don't know.
Yeah. So anyway, so the game follows your days on the job as a beat cop, and you every day you have this list of things that you're supposed to accomplish and certain people you're supposed to talk to, and then also every once in a while a call will come through on your radio that, you know, there's this robbery or there's this body been found and you got to go do these other things, but it is so much dialogue. Yes. Holy cow, it's so much dialogue.
And not for the kids either.
Oh, goodness, no. There's lots of swearing, lots of inappropriate talk, and not lots of it, but there's definitely some 80s accurate terms.
Radical.
Yeah. 80s accurate racial terms.
Oh.
And, yeah, so... Definitely, like, the first day, you're supposed to go around and talk to all these business owners on your street, which is your beat. And so it's just conversation after conversation after conversation. And it's funny because the game also has, like, this kind of a screensaver function, I guess, where if you stand still too long, it says beat cat. The words beat cat come up to the screen, and then it shows you a picture of a mouse dragging a piece of pizza across the screen.
No, I didn't get that either.
No, I didn't get that either. And as soon as you touch a button, it goes away and it goes back to the game. So that was the best thing I could figure out, was that it was like a screensaver.
I know. I thought I had to do something there. I didn't know what was going on.
Yeah,
that's a reference. No, that's a meme reference.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, there's a – because the game takes place in New York, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, there's a video of this rat in a New York subway that's having trouble carrying a slice of pizza back to its nest. And it's like trying to go up the stairs while carrying the slice of pizza. And it got really popular.
At least to know that there's, you know, there's a reason for it, but still in the game, it seems odd to have a screensaver.
Yeah,
and so
I thought the same thing.
In the first day, you're trapped in all these long sections of dialogue, and then in the middle, the screensaver will pop up.
Yes.
And you're like, what? No, not now. I'm doing what you're making me do. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I thought the same thing, because I'm glad I'm not the only one, because, like, when that came up, I was like, what is going on here? Am I supposed to do something? Because it was, like you said, you're, like, reading this dialogue, and all of a sudden this, like, mouse with this pizza pops up, and you're like, what the hell is going on here? I was really confusing.
Is it a mini game?
No. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
It shows up every time you're stationary for too long.
Weird.
Yeah, and so I don't know if it gets less dialogue and more action as the game goes on, but it's, yeah. Like I said, I don't have any idea what kind of game this is.
Yeah, yeah. I'm in the same boat. I'm about as far as you are. And I was just like, I don't know what's going on. I don't know. It was weird because Moonlighter just grabs you and captures you and, like, sucks you into the game. And you're like, oh, this is so good. And then I was expecting the same kind of experience with this game. And I'm not getting that.
Yeah, I don't know. Because I think with Moonlighter, Will never says anything.
Yeah.
And so I think it's just really easy, so much easier to insert yourself into the game and play it as you would play it. But here you're playing Jack Kelly, and he's divorced, and he's behind on his alimony, and he's, you know, all this gritty, tough, you know, tough-talking cops everywhere, and it's a very different beast, for sure.
Yeah. Different, yeah.
Yeah.
You playing anything else?
Yes, the third game I'm playing is Yoshi's Crafted World.
Oh, nice. Yay!
Such a heartwarming story, too.
I know,
Beat Cop to Yoshi's Crafted
World. Yoshi's Beat Cop.
No, we went from Bloodborne to Beat Cop to Yoshi's Crafted World.
That's true.
I like diversity in gaming here.
I guess.
It's been a slow descent into happiness.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, we had an emergency surgery for our dog several weeks ago. And so we are still paying that off. And we had just decided that we were going to put off non-necessary purchases. Not like we're destitute, but we just decided, you know, we need to pay this off first. And then we'll go back to getting fun things. So I wasn't going to get Yoshi's Crafted World. And then I didn't realize that he had been setting some money aside for me to get it. And he surprised me with it the other day.
Oh, nice.
And it was really sweet.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's true love.
Yep. You know it's true love when they get you Yoshi.
That's right. And is it awesome?
You know, it's really, really fun. It's so... such a clever, visually creative game, and the attention to detail is just insane.
Yeah.
And there's so much to see and so much to find. Like, because you can play the levels through regularly, and of course, everything looks like it's made out of construction paper and soda cans and tape and all this kind of stuff to create this, platformer level for Yoshi, and then you can replay it from the reverse angle, so you're looking at the back of it, and then you go through and you look at the labels on all the boxes and everything. It'll be cereal boxes or whatever, and then there's one box that says Yoshi's Cookies.
Aww.
Like it's an actual box of cookies.
That's awesome.
It's cute.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
And is it challenging enough? Do you think it's challenging enough?
You know, it depends. Like, if you just want to get through the level, it's super easy. And it's really almost impossible to kill Yoshi.
Hmm.
But if you're trying to get 100% completions on the level, so you have to get all the flowers and all the red coins. And then on the flip side, you have to find the three puppies and get them to their mother. I'm guessing it's their mother. Under a certain amount of time. So if you're trying to do all of that, yeah, it can be pretty challenging.
Hmm.
Like, I definitely find myself, like, there's one level. Oh, and there's, like, this robot at the beginning of every segment of the map, I guess. And then after you do the levels, he asks you to find souvenirs for him in that map section. And so he'll be like, I would like you to find me 5 sheep. And so you go back and you replay the level and you're looking for 5 sheep. Hmm. And then in the one, I could only find 4. And so I'm like, no matter, I played through like 8 times and I can only find 4. And I was like, where are you, you bastard? Where is this sheep? And then I finally found him, like he was hiding at like the top of a pine tree or something.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah, if you're doing the whole completion thing, it can be challenging. I'm having challenges.
So it kind of goes, it went full circle. I went to Bloodborne. We were swearing at it. You're like, yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Cool. What about you, Mike? What have you been playing?
So I've been playing some more Spider-Man on PlayStation 4.
Nice.
And really enjoying that. Taking the story a little slow because I'm streaming the entire story. So.
Oh, right on.
Yep. So I'm not that far into it, but I am really enjoying it. It really is a great game. And I also am playing Yoshi's Crafted World.
Nice.
It's everything Blue's saying is absolutely right. Like, if you're looking to get every collectible,
I'm always right.
If you're trying to get every collectible, yes, it is a challenge because some of those can be kind of tough to find. I also went a little amiibo crazy. So, and I went up and I tried to scan everything. It was kind of a disappointment.
Oh, okay. You didn't buy more amiibos. You were just trying to scan them in the game.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
They a lot of them don't, like, you scan, like, a majority of them you get an amiibo box, which is like a costume for Yoshi to wear, and that's it. Like, the only ones that really work with it are the Mario related ones, and it gives you like Mario or Luigi costume or style costumes to use for Yoshi. So but yeah, no, it's enjoying it, or I'm enjoying it. I will say though, I didn't play a whole lot this week because a lot of my week was dedicated to watching. And I will point out, because it is kind of relatable, I finally got through and watched season 2 of Castlevania.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, okay. Episode 7, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Right. I know. That animation was so good.
And the music?
The music, uh-huh. Yeah.
And the fight choreography?
Yes, like the teamwork and it's just... Oh man, it was great. It was really interesting.
No, I haven't. I'm so far behind on every TV show known to man that, yeah.
And just the entire eighth episode is just one big epilogue setting it up for season 3. I think that's really cool.
That is really cool.
So I watched that, and then finally the wife and I started watching Cowboy Bebop.
I am so happy.
And now we want a corgi.
Right? And you know exactly what you're going to name him.
Yep.
Okay. Okay. I don't get the reference, but yay!
Yay! Just yay! Go with it. Phil, you've seen Cowboy Bebop, right?
I plead the Roger. I mean the fifth.
Oh, yes.
Okay. But you're liking it so far, Mike?
Yeah, I mean, we're only about 3 or 4 episodes in, and I heard that episode 5 is like really, really good.
Yeah, once they get the crew together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just watched the one where they first meet. Is that Faye? Is that her name? Where they first meet her at the casino and everything. That's the one we just finished that one.
Mm-hmm.
So we're still early on in it.
I see.
Nice. Cool. What about you, Phil? What have you been playing besides X-Morph Defense?
I, this is going to be a really short conversation. I
know what you've been playing.
I played a little bit of Smash Brothers, in all fairness. Just because I enjoy unlocking things. I still don't really have feelings on the game, which is strange to say, because I've unlocked I don't know how many characters, but it's a fighting game, and it's fun, but it's just not my cup of tea.
Yeah.
I get my nightly Overwatch in, and then the rest of the time is spent feeding my addiction of the show.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you into season 2 yet, or what's going on?
No, I play Diamond Dynasty mode. I'm a sucker for unlocking all the legends and classic players and stuff like that, and adding them to my team and taking over conquest modes, and it's stupid, and I just can't stop.
Do you buy every year? Do you buy the new game every year?
I think I have for the last 4 or 5 years, yeah.
Okay. Do you know who else is a really... I didn't realize this. Was a big fan of the show series as well, is Christian. He loves that game. That's his favorite sports game.
See? It's really good.
I have 17.
17's better than 18. Don't get 18, I'll tell you that much.
Really?
18 was... If you're doing the unlockable stuff, it's garbage. I mean, gameplay is absolutely fine, but the unlockable stuff was all trash in 18.
Oh. Yeah. I don't know. I'm kind of tempted to pick up 19, but...
Well, the cool thing with 19 is that they added what they call moments, which is where you play like specific instances and times of different people's careers, and that's kind of how you unlock your Babe Ruths, Willie Mays, that kind of stuff. But then every week they're also doing like This Week in History, so like you have to go back and hit Ken Griffey Jr.'s first home run ever, and you've got 4 at-bats to do so or whatever, and... You get XP.
It's a baseball game.
Yep.
I was like, what the heck are you guys talking about?
Baseball Blue.
Baseball game. Got it.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's cool. They've made a lot of really positive changes this year, which just makes it that much more difficult for me to put down, unfortunately.
Nice. Anything else that you've been playing? That's it?
Pokemon Go, does that count?
Do you play
yes,
Pokemon
it does.
Go?
Yeah, I play Pokemon
yes,
Go.
I played it too. It's absolutely cool.
I play it every day. Quite a bit every day. It's open in my pocket the entire time I'm walking, and yeah, I'm a huge Pokemon Go fan.
Wow, I would never have guessed that.
It's true, man.
At all. Wow.
I think I've got 425 in my Pokedex. I'm a sucker.
Oh my gosh, it's crazy. I used to play Pokemon Go when it was like really popular, and then I didn't anymore. But
actually, it's still popular. Another bit of news, it just crossed 1 billion downloads.
Wow.
Yeah, Roger, really you hater.
No.
What you got now?
He's a closet Pokemon Go player.
That's right. He's a closet wrestling fan. We caught on to that last week.
That's right. Oh, man, I will say this, though. So we rented WrestleMania.
Yeah, how was it?
So here's the thing. So I rented WrestleMania, and I said to one of my friends at work, I said, why don't you come over to my place and watch it? And then my wife was like, do you have to watch wrestling? how about you go to his house? And I'm like, okay, hey, can I go to your place? And he's like, yeah, sure, come on over. So I work with both him and his wife. So, like, I know both of them, right? So I go there, and we thought it was going to be, like, 2 hours long.
Oh, no. Silly you, Roger.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I come over, I bring, like, you know, I brought pizza rolls, I brought like all these snacks, and I'm like, this is gonna be awesome, we're gonna have 2 hours of just good times. So I get there at like 5:30, and you know, the pre-matches are happening, but I'm like, I don't care about that. So 6 o'clock rolls around, and we're like, let's go. And like 9:30 happens, and we both look at each other, and we're like, there's still like 5 more matches to go yet. And then at 11 o'clock, when the main event was happening, Charlotte Flair comes riding in on a helicopter for like 15 minutes. Yeah. And I turn to him like, what is going on? You were both falling asleep on his couch. I'm like, what is going on?
Yeah, that was an intense 7 hours.
Yep. Oh my God. And then, so then I get home, and it's like after midnight, and I get home, and it's Sunday night, so I have to work the next day, right? And I get home, and my wife has said, why are you home so late? I'm like, oh, I went until, you know, 11:30. She's like, why did you have to stay for the whole thing? And I said, well, I mean,
because it's WrestleMania.
Because you paid for it.
You've already invested at that point.
Yeah, exactly. At a certain point, you're just like, I'm past the, you know, no point of no return. I'm going to watch the rest of this. Huh. Wow. Are all pay-per-views that long?
No, just WrestleMania.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Everything else is three. 4 hours. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Except because, like, he told his wife it was going to be 2 hours long.
Whoops. And that's after the 4-hour pre-show.
I know.
Yeah.
So then I said to her the next day, I'm like, I am so sorry. I am so sorry. She's like, no, it's fine. It's fine. But I felt so awful. But I said, you know what? I'll let you have all my beer that I brought and all the food that I brought. You can keep all of that. But it was a fun time. We had fun watching it. So.
Sweet.
For me, games that I've been playing, I'll keep this short too. So, I have been playing more of Neo Atlas 1469.
That game sounds super cool, by the way. Sorry.
It is. Yeah. I do like it a lot. So I hope to get my review done by the end of this weekend, and get that up on the site. So, yeah, I'm really enjoying that. It, like I said, it reminds me a lot of like Civilization meets, I don't know. I can't think of like something else that I would meet, but it's cool. I like the game. I like the game a lot. It's been a lot of fun, and it's fun to find different trade routes and exploring the different areas, and then having your world be created, and it starts not looking like the world really looks like, but that's kind of cool. I think that's kind of fun. So I've been enjoying that. And what else have I been playing? That might be only, I mean, I'm spending a lot of time playing that game, actually, a lot. I don't know if I've been playing anything. Oh, no, that's not true. I did download WWE 2K19.
Yeah.
Because of WrestleMania. So then that game has a like a career mode. And so this is the funny thing about those types of games, because I will never, like, this is not who I would have been in the game. Like, they kind of railroad you into the story. So the first match you wrestle, you're like an independent wrestler on an independent circuit. And you wrestle against this guy, and WWE talent's there to watch the other guy, but you're supposed to beat him. And if you beat him, then WWE is like, oh, like, do you want to come wrestle for us instead? And then you say, yeah, so you go wrestle for them. And then at the end of that event, they're going to sign you to NXT, which is like their promotional or their like farm, you know, market or whatever. And league and at the end of that WWE event, you're getting interviewed, or this guy has a camera up, this fan, he's like, oh, you're really awesome in the game, oh man, that was really great, you were really awesome in tonight's match, you should skip NXT and go straight to Raw. And then your character's like, yeah, Triple H, I should go straight to Raw, blah 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 blah. And then you get attacked from behind by this guy, and then Triple H sees the video and he fires you. And I was like, I would never have done any of that. Like, I would have been like, no, I'm in NXT. Like, I'm not going to go Raw. I respect Triple H. He is my favorite wrestler. I'm not going to disrespect Triple H. But my character disrespected Triple H, and I was like, well, this is not who I am. This is not me. But, yeah. That's...
All right.
Now, if he had demanded $100 from you before you broke up.
I know. That's true. That's true. I would have given him $100. You know? Just to keep him quiet. Anyway. All right. So, yeah, that's what I've been playing. So, let's do this. We're going to take a break. And then when we come back, we are going to get into our video game trivia in honor of 50th. The 50th year of WWSP 90FM trivia here in Students Point. We'll be playing our own video game trivia when we come back, so stay tuned. And welcome back to Gamerheads. This week, like I said, in honor of trivia, 50 years, guys, 50 years of trivia. It's the campus station here on the sunny campus of Stevens Point. You can actually listen online if you'd like. So you can go online and listen to that. And you can also find it on Twitch as well. So now they have a Twitch channel. So you can go to twitch.tv/, I think it's like 90FM Trivia or something like that. You can just type it in, 90FM Trivia, and you should be able to find it. So anyway, so in honor of all that, I'm going to ask some trivia questions here. And then I will ask for, should have this set up better because I need to be able to have two screens, so hold on. I will ask the questions, and then you all will be hitting the hey listen button, and then I will call on whoever I see answer the question first. So hopefully I can pay attention to this. Okay. So are you guys
Mike's already ready.
A boy in his blob. A boy in his blob.
No, the answer is not boy in his blob.
Booger man. Oh.
No, pick and click adventure.
Oh my god, this is the worst game ever.
Your idea.
I think we all have a point at this point, Roger. It's time to start.
Yeah. All right, are you guys ready for this?
Yeah, I'm ready. I won't mess around.
Oh my god, Mike, stop hitting the hay button already.
Magnavox Odyssey. All
right, ready?
Whoa.
No. All right, here we go. First question. Question number one is, what does the word Atari mean? Does anybody know? Let's Google it. Hold on. I'll Google it. What does the word Atari mean?
It's actually somebody I know's initials, but that's not the right answer.
Oh, that's not. No, it's not. You can call it in, though, Phil, if you'd like.
Is an Atari? Oh, here, I'm raising my
hand. Hey, Mike. Mike is the answer. Mike, what's the answer?
Yeah, Atari is the guy from Neverending Story.
Nope. That's not. I mean, maybe.
Give him a half a point.
Sorry. Yeah, that's Atreyu. My mistake.
Nope. Blue, did you find it?
Well, according to the Wiktionary, it's a move that threatens the immediate capture of one or more stones.
What? No. The answer we were
guessing
looking
the
for
ice
was
for incorporated.
The answer we're looking for is success. Atari means success. All right, moving on to question.
That's the most ironic thing since we all couldn't get it.
Yeah, I know. Right? And also because we know what happened to Atari.
Yeah. Right.
Stupid AT.
What does Mario jump on after he beats a level in Super Mario Brothers? Phil.
Flagpole?
Yes, flagpole. So Phil gets a point.
Come on, guys. Don't just give this to me.
I'm still reeling from the Atari thing.
Yeah.
All right, here
Your
we go.
Your hand's still up on my screen.
Oh, it's clear to mine. So, are you guys ready for question number three?
Yep.
Sure.
Okay, question number three. There's only like 50 questions, so don't worry.
Perfect.
50?
No, I'm just kidding. There's 11.
7-hour podcast.
I'm on vacation. It's no big deal to me.
The character Master Hand is in what game? Mike.
Smash.
That's right. So, next question here. What is the highest grossing game of all time? Mike.
Tetris?
No. Phil.
I'm going to go with Red Dead Redemption 2. It's probably GTA 5, though.
Nope.
Super Mario 3.
No. It is World of Warcraft.
Oh.
Really?
PC doesn't count.
PC doesn't count. Okay.
Send all your hate mail to.
Yeah. I'll take half that hate mail for you, Mike.
At Gamerheads Podcast.
Yeah. We do have, Michael does have an email address. It's Michael at Gamerheads Podcast. Like, oh.
I think I deserve a point for that Atari answer. Just saying.
Yeah. Okay, I'll give you half a point, Blue.
Because it does. It is the meaning of Atari. You can't dispute the Wiktionary.
All right. I'll give you half a point on that one. All right, Mike, if you don't get this one, I am going to be sorely disappointed in you. Disappointed in you.
Way to put the pressure on.
What is the name of Mega Man in Japan? Mike.
Rockman.
Yes, that's right. All right. This one is going to be kind of hard because I didn't know the answer to this one, actually. So.
Oh, great.
What does Atari stand for?
Yeah.
How many games were launched with the PS3?
Oh.
Seven.
More than seven.
Oh.
Phil.
I'm going to steal the number from our other podcast that we host on this network known as the Controller Throwers, and I'm going to say 8.
No. Mike.
612.
No, what?
At the end of it, maybe.
The answer we were looking for was 12. 12.
Is there going to be a follow-up of can we name them?
No.
Thank you.
Okay, yeah, no. How many, but there's a follow-up with those. How many games were launched with the PS4? And it's more than 12. I'll give you that right now. Mike.
Oh, gosh, more than 12. 16?
Close. Phil.
23.
No, lower than 23. Blue?
17?
Oh, so close. 18.
Was it Price is Right scoring? I think that's a good idea.
Blue, I'll give you half a point for that
one. Oh, come on!
Just to keep it competitive, Blue, I'll give you half a point.
How is half points keeping it competitive?
Because you now have full one.
Now you're in second place. One. All right, on to question number 8. What was the profession of Mario in the arcade version of Donkey Kong? Mike.
Wasn't he a circus trainer?
No, Blue.
Carpenter?
Yes, Carpenter! Yes!
Oh, yes! Carpenter? Oh, damn it. I was thinking of the cartoon.
Yep, so look at that. Blue pulls ahead.
Ha!
All right, so Phil, you should actually get this next one because you're a chef, so.
Oh, yeah, no pressure there.
In the game Overcooked, which kingdom is in danger?
Oh, hell, I don't remember that. The two are kind of.
Isn't it the Onion Kingdom?
Yes, it is. Dang it.
I've never even played it.
If you'd have asked me about the Unbred, I could have answered that.
All right.
Oh,
so
no,
I'll give
I
you
did
the...
play it. I played one level.
See? Well, yeah, then you'd know it's the Onion Kingdom because that's like you get introduced to King Onion, but right away, you're the Onion King guy, whatever. Mm-hmm. All right. So. Mike, you should get this. Well, actually, all of you guys should get this one.
Yeah, don't put this on.
I'm waiting for him to say one that I should get. So far, it's
only
you
guys. I
bombed
the Donkey Kong question, so now, you can't put anything on me now.
What was the console name for... What was the code name for the Nintendo GameCube? Mike.
Dolphin.
Yes, Dolphin.
Oh, shit, I mean, Chuck, sorry.
That is incorrect.
That is not the answer, Phil. That was not the answer we were looking for. All right, last question, guys. This is for the whole... This is a whole kit and caboodle right here, guys. Before Smash Brothers contained Nintendo characters, what was it known as internally? This one's a hard one.
So, like, what was the code name for Smash?
Yeah, what was the code name for Smash?
Didn't it always have Nintendo characters?
Apparently not. If you guys get this, I'll be surprised.
Project something?
No.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Roger's setting us up for failure.
I feel as though lightning is in the title. Lightning.
This is not good radio.
This is great radio. The answer we were looking for was Dragon King, the fighting game.
Oh, yeah, that was going to work. Yeah, I'll definitely.
Come on, guys. Anyway, let's...
Come on, I can't believe you don't know that.
What's wrong with you guys? Oh, man, we have... Oh, Mike pulls ahead.
Boo.
Mike pulls ahead. Wait. No, it's a tie. Mike and Blue were tied with 3 points. Phil got a point.
And that's even though. After he screwed me with a bunch of half points.
What? I gave you half points.
I know, they should have been full points.
They should I'll have concede. Been any points.
I will concede the victory to Blue. Good
All job, right, Blue. So nice job, Blue. Nice job.
It feels like a hollow victory, but okay.
So Blue, you get nothing for the victory, but bragging rights, so congratulations.
Yay.
So that's our video game trivia. Yeah, I try to do this every year. I don't think I did it last year, but I did it the year before. So be prepared next year for more trivia around April, like mid-April. So.
Roger, next year I'm going to write the questions and you can help answer.
Oh, okay. That's not how this game works, actually.
Dang it, it was worth a try after you just made us all look like fools.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. How about next week, if you guys want to come up with some trivia questions.
The most obscure.
Just
like,
make them
nerdiest.
All about anime and Roger has no chance.
Yes. There
yeah,
you
that's
go.
Right. And I will do my best to answer those questions. We'll have a 5-minute segment where you get to grill me with questions, trivia questions. So
you should have the right. reader or the listeners write in questions for
you. Oh yeah,
you
that's a great
do.
Idea.
In a segment called listeners. Ask Roger.
Yeah, Ask Roger. See what he knows about video games, which is nothing. Anyway, yeah, you can send us an email. At info@gamerheadspodcast.com. You can send us a tweet at GamerheadsPC. You can also go to our website and GamerheadsPodcast.com and leave us a message there, or go to Facebook.com/GamerheadsPodcast. All right. Before we head out, though, let's go around and tell people how they can get a hold of us. So, Phil, how can people get a hold of you?
You can get a hold of me either on GamerheadsPodcast.com, or you can reach me on Twitter at the letter B, now 23 at Twitter.
Nice. And Mike, how can people get a hold of you?
You could find me on Twitter at TC Throwers. You can also find the Controller Throwers podcast right here on GamerheadsPodcast.com. And you can also check out our streams at twitch.tv/TC Throwers.
Nice. And Blue, how can people get a hold of you?
You can almost always find me on Twitter. My handle is at WritersView, and it's spelled with a Y, so WRY. And then I also have a website, which is writersview.com.
And listeners, like I said, you can find us on Twitter at GamerheadsPC. You can also go to our website at GamerheadsPodcast.com. Go to Facebook.com/GamerheadsPodcast as well. All right, Phil, thank you so much for joining us this week.
Thanks for having me. It was a pleasure.
And Mike, thank you for joining us.
Always a pleasure.
And Blue, thank you for joining us as well.
You're welcome.
And listeners, thank you again for listening to our show. You can always give us feedback. We'd love to hear what you have to say. I'll put a link in the show notes to our iTunes account, and you can leave us a message and review there. Let us know what you think of the show. We'd love to hear what you have to say. All right, with that, I guess with trivia this weekend, trivia on, because I'm super excited about trivia. Actually, by the time this airs, most of you, the trivia will be pretty much over with, but you can still catch some of it on, like I said, twitch.tv, and I think it's like 90FM trivia or something like that, but you just look it up and you can find it, so, and you'll be able to listen along and hear some of the crazy, crazy questions that happen, so give that a lesson. All right, take care, everybody. See ya.
Bye.